homie. Someone asks you to be a reference and you need to say no.
Well, being direct is important.
She was talking about me in the streets to someone else.
You're going to drive him crazy. He's going to drive you crazy.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Taking care of yourself. Self-care.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Say no to others and yes to you.
Hustle hard, homies, but you need some time for yourself.
Hey, homies. Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back.
Woo woo. So this episode, we are talking about taking care of yourself, self-care. And I know that there have been several articles written over the years. I feel like this is becoming a more prevalent topic amongst working professionals, that it's okay to focus on you. I know that for both Demetra and I, this is not something that we've always been great at in our careers, and something that we've put a lot of effort and focus on in the more recent years, not just professionally but also personally, and guiding your space and making sure that you're putting yourself at the top of your priority list.
Yes, and I feel like you said, you know, it's for me, at least the way I approach the episode, because I feel like sometimes self-care just comes off as all bubble baths and glasses of wine and nail appointments. And I approached it from a little bit different angle, but about, like you said, more setting, making yourself more of a priority, because I don't think it's all just about, you know, people who have a lot of disposable income to go and sit in the spa.
So. No, I definitely don't think that. And I guess, you know, we could just kind of, you know, get into it. I guess the first thing that I had to learn that I wanted to pass along to the homies, because this is a very difficult concept for me to grasp, is that self-care is not indulgent. It is necessary. And I used to think of it as something that was like whipped cream with cherry on top. Like, you know, taking care of yourself is like something that you get to do later in life. But it's not an indulgent thing. You have to know your worth. And if you're not taking care of you, you cannot be your best at work, for your family, for your, you know, your friends, you know, your job. You have to. It's not self-indulgent.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's just sort of like they say on the plane, you've got to put your mask on first. And so when you're traveling with the elderly or with, you know, the youth, they always tell you to put your mask on first and then help them, because you basically cannot help someone if you're not safe, if you're not healthy. And so you can't pour from an empty cup. So you have to make sure that you are fulfilled and sustained. And so, like you said, it's not some after everything is taken care of, after you've done everything, after you've done all you can.
Then you just stand and have a cookie.
Right. That's not how it works.
Stand and have a glass of wine. No.
Self-care is not self-indulgence. That's not what it is. All right. So my first tip is, and I struggle with this, which is probably why it's my first tip, is get enough rest. And I'm still struggling with that. So if any of the homies have tips for me, please at me. I'm Demetra Liggins on social media. Somebody send me a tip. But
we're not sleepers.
Right. And so I know that, you know, getting enough rest means, and I'm talking to myself right here, so I feel this in my spirit for someone else, but cutting off the TV, it means putting down the phone, creating a bedtime routine, so that you can get up early and start your day and get, or so that you can get a full, you know, 6 to 7 hours of sleep, so that you can find a way to get more rest. There's a reason that I guess that babies have a bedtime routine. I think more adults probably need one too.
So, you know, I'm not a great sleeper either, as you know. My goal is to try to get 7 hours a night. I hover around 5 hours and 10 minutes, 5 and a half. And so one of the reasons I was attracted to getting the Fitbit was because it keeps up with your sleep patterns and it tells you what type of sleep you're getting. But it took me probably a year and a half into having the Fitbit that was like, just knowing that you're not getting the sleep is not helping you get a better sleep routine. And what I'm horrible about is once I lie down to go to sleep, if I don't fall immediately to sleep, then I'm like, okay, well, let's read something. Let's get my phone out and get on Facebook. Let's turn the television on. So I'm trying to learn to give myself more than like 5 minutes to wind down and get to sleep, where I'm stimulating myself. So then I'm guaranteed not to get to sleep because I only gave it 5 minutes.
You might need the bedtime routine too. You know, I was reading about this today. Like, it was saying that just like babies, you might need to like take a bath, cut the TV off, read a book. And then, you know, like you're just like you, what do you call it? Make a baby calm down. Adults probably need to do that too, but I'm terrible as well.
So my next tip is workaholism. That's not a virtue, right? So there are certain people, I've worked with them over the years. You've worked with them, Demetri, homies, you guys have worked with them. They're the people who make a point to send an email at 3:30 in the morning so everybody knows that they're working at 3:30 in the morning. They're the people who make a point to send an email at 1:30 or 9 p.m. You know, just making sure. One of our sorrows, I actually got this from her. So, Tamika, if you're listening, she was like, it just means you ain't efficient.
Right.
I will never forget her. Her saying that, right? Like, it's not just about getting the work done. You need to learn how to do the work in an efficient manner. But basically, you should not be working all the time. Like, and being, I know people who are proud of the fact that, you know what I'm saying? I work X amount of hours a week. You're like, hey, that's not a good thing. That means you can't be taking care of yourself.
Right. So hustle hard, homies, but you need some time for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. And I had to change that mentality because I definitely used to be like that. I mean, a big, like, sleep is for suckers. I could grind all the time. And there's just no way that you can take care of yourself if you are on a 24-hour, 7 days a week, no days off grind. Like, that just doesn't make sense. And I do feel like social media is starting, you know, has made that even worse when it's, you know, just not true.
Right.
It can't be true and you actually be, you know, and be healthy. And that's what we're talking about. Self-care is a part of you being your best and healthiest self. My next tip was respect other people enough to let them make their own decisions, and that's a part of self-care. So I guess that would be a form of, or maybe it should be called, protect your energy. So I feel like a lot of us are not able to take care of ourselves because we're so busy trying to take care of other people. So we have this idea of how other people should be living their lives, what other people should be doing, how we could help them manage their lives. And really, at the end of the day, when you're doing that, you're really playing some version of God or the creator or the universe
or everybody's mama.
Right. And so you really just need to, you know, mind your business. Let Jesus save. You don't save. Let other people do it. And if you allow people to deal with their own problems and work their own stuff out, and you not be concerned with how she's going to, you know, work, you know, her and her husband are having problems and I got to get on the phone with her, or how is my friend going to get his kids into the daycare they want to get in, or, you know, whatever people are dealing with, and mind your own business, you'd have more time to focus on yourself. And maybe then you would have time, like you said, to wind down or read a book or talk to your kids and see what's going on and just protect your own energy.
Worry about yourself. I wish Charlene listened to the podcast because we quote her often.
All the time.
Hey,
worry
girl.
About yourself.
Worry about yourself. Ask God for grace. But I actually think that has to be exhausting when you're trying to manage, you know, everything you have on your plate plus everything on everyone else's plate. And, you know, my favorite boss, Bobby Blakely, used to say this all the time. I have more than enough to say grace over. I have more than enough to say grace over. Like, you have more than enough to say grace over with you and your own things. You don't need to try to manage, because that becomes tremendously stressful. And that's not about the self-care lane that we're discussing here at all.
Yeah, and I mean, and most people, I do want to share this. I think most people do that from a good place.
Oh, right? It's from, like, a place of love,
yeah,
right.
And they're in it. But I literally was on the phone the other day for like 15 minutes with one of my homegirls who was talking to me about her husband's fraternity's intake process. And I just kept thinking to myself,
I don't care nothing about this. This ain't got nothing to do with me.
Or you. And why are you trying to be in that? Like,
and is this 1995? Are they about to run the yard? Are you worried that you're going to go somewhere with him and y'all going to get called cat and y'all not getting into the state step show? What are we talking about?
But more importantly, mind your business. It's just that's just more time back for you, like you said, to kick your feet up and listen to your favorite podcast, like the Corporate Homie podcast, or read a book, or listen to the new music, whatever. Get to the gym, something else for you if you get out of that.
Right, I love that. My next tip is find your stress management technique. For some people, that's, you know, exercise. You have to find the things that you know that relax you. Over the years, I found that some of the things that relax me are listening to music while I cook, shooting around basketball, grilling. You know, for some people, that's gardening or, you know, what have you. You've got to find your own stress management techniques so that when you're having a lot going on in your life, you have tools to deal with it. If you don't have stress management tools, I promise you, you're using some. They're just probably not positive, like food or alcohol
or
sex or, you know, something right. like that. So you're using a tool, but you need to figure out, like, okay, I had a stressful day. I'm going to come home and I'm going to cook and listen to jazz and I'm going to feel better. I'm going to fire up my grill. I'm going to get out and garden. I'm riding my bike. I don't know. You've got to have your own stress management tool.
I love that. And that was one of mine. It was like, have a hobby. And it was both ones you could do at home and away from home. Like, because like you said, it can't always be that you have to get up, leave the house to go get a massage for you to have stress release. Like you said, it's got to be something that you can implement. And I, have become keenly aware of that for my own self, in that now I know it used to be I was that person that when I had a very stressful day, I thought I had a stressful day, I would like macaroni and cheese or some potatoes or pasta. And now I'm like, okay, like you said, I know I love like fresh air. And so sometimes it is something as simple as, I will sometimes think if I have to work late, well, I'm going to go home, open up the doors where I can get the fresh air to come in. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to eat dinner outside on my patio, things like that. And so that will help kind of manage. That's what, like, ways I do that. And then when I need to go out, it's like you said, a round of golf. It's a, you know, such and such. So that's, I definitely have figured out ways to do that. My next tip was for self-care and to take practicing self-care is set boundaries with people that you know and love. Sometimes it's just as simple as, and we've talked about this on a million episodes, the ability to tell people no. I saw a tweet the other day and it made me laugh because I thought it was so me. It was like, me, I need to learn not to overextend myself. It was like, also me. Yes, I could meet you.
I saw that. I get off the plane and such and such. I can change in the car. Yeah.
Right. And so sometimes we're very stressed out and we're overextended, but no one's overextended us but ourselves. And it's been our ability not to set boundaries and not to say no, even to some things that we like and desire, but just because we just don't have time. And that's also, it leads us back to why we're not getting adequate rest, because we just have jam-packed our schedules with just too many things.
I love that. Say no to others and yes to you. So sometimes that means, like for me, that looks like, nope, I've been traveling for 3 straight weeks. And although I would love to go to your baby shower or to such and such, if I don't do that, if I don't take this day for myself, I could look up and I could have 14 straight days I haven't done anything I wanted to do. I haven't done anything that's self-care for me. And so, yeah, I'm going to have to miss this and just send a gift. And that has been something that's been hard for me, because I don't like to let people down. I don't like to disappoint people. And so it's been very hard for me to say, no, I'm going to do this for me and not feel like, because you have to be as much of a priority as everyone else is in your life. And so I'm still learning. I'm doing more of it. I can't say I feel much better about it, But I'm always glad that I do it because I, like you said, I know what my schedule is going to look like the next week. And then you can look up and it's been like 3 straight weeks and you're jam packed in there. So you've got to learn to say no to others and yes to yourself. My last one is my next tip, you alluded to it a little bit, is get outside. It is amazing how just being outside can make you feel better. Something about the sun being on your face. I live in Florida, so it's basically always sunny. And I work, well, not now, but for the majority of the time I've lived here, I worked downtown off of the Riverwalk. And just sometimes when I'm having a busy day, I would just get out and go walk to the Riverwalk and just sit out there for 10 minutes or eat my lunch sitting outside on the Riverwalk. And it's just something about being outside that gives, for me, breathes new life. And I think that's true for a lot of people. You talked about the fresh air, you know, getting outside, walking, sitting on a bench, riding a bike, whatever. But get outside.
I do love a good patio day or a patio evening. And so you're exactly right. I definitely have used that tip. That's a great tip, Bimitra. I've definitely used that as a way to catch my breath. Sometimes I'll make a point, not if someone cancels lunch or I look up and I realize I don't have lunch. I actually did that today and I had brought my lunch. And so I just ate my lunch outside.
And a lot of buildings have little green space or little benches or what's the word I'm looking for? Picnic table areas for you to do just that. That's what they're for. It's not just for the smokers.
Right. Well, yeah. And the smokers have a whole little another area. So I put my little headphones on, like you said, and ate my lentil jambalaya. And it was great. It was really good because we were having, you know, an 85-degree cumulus clouds kind of day weather. So it was perfect. So I think that these are, you know, some really good, easy ways they sound easy to implement. They're actually a lot harder to implement than they sound. You know, practicing self-care is actually a form of discipline. It's easier said than done. It's much easier to say you're going to get in the bed earlier, or you're going to set boundaries, or you're going to protect your energy. But like you said at the top of the episode, it's not self-indulgence, but it is going to require some discipline on your part.
And also, I just think that, yes, it has to be top of mind, like you said, you know, just that, hey, I matter, I'm a priority, and I'm going to, you know, try something, you know, I don't know, if you're very bad at this, you know, try once a week doing something self-care for yourself. You know, start small, no different than when you're trying to lose weight and your nutritionist or your trainer tells you, like, hey, just try to get the water in. Don't worry about the food. They take you in incremental steps. So maybe just start once a week doing something self-care for yourself.
Y'all, like, keep us accountable. Somebody check on us and see how we're sleeping.
Right. Text us at 1 o'clock in the morning and see if we respond.
Exactly. Hit us in the DMs and see if we're up. So as always, thank you so much for listening. If you have a topic you would like covered, feel free to reach out to us at by email or in the DMs. Questions@corporatehomie. Homie is HOMIE.com. If you'd like us to come and speak at your organization, you can email us at info@corporatehomie.com.
And as always, you know, one of the ways you can show your appreciation for the podcast is to drop us a 5-star review on wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.